Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast, where I help you and be inspired by the Law of Attraction and how amazing it can be in your life. So today I thought I'd do a new segment where I'm going to record an audio and a video. So I'm doing a video here live on Zoom, and I'm going to post it on YouTube so people who can watch me on YouTube but also get the information on my podcast, because really, truly, this word needs to get out on how the Law of Attraction works. And I think so many people just don't even know how it works. So I thought I would do some teaching, because Law of Attraction has been a passion of mine for so many years. I've been teaching this every other week for 7 years. That's a lot of classes, right? And I have made so many amazing changes in my life because of Law of Attraction. I have manifested so many amazing areas. And as you see in all of my people that I interview, they have too. So I think what would be helpful for all of you guys while you're listening or watching me is to learn how to use Law of Attraction in your life. So I'm going to offer you little bits of segments every Monday on how the Law of Attraction can work and how it can work specifically in specific areas and different processes that I've used and learned. And just every Monday, I'm just going to give you something juicy. So I hope you enjoy it, because this stuff is just so, so life-changing. This is why I teach it, right? So welcome. And, you know, I also want to do a shout out to all the people who've been following me and have been listening to my podcast. I can't thank you enough, because the bigger we grow this community, the more people can see that their life is powerful and they can have and be and do anything once we tap into this powerhouse, right? So anyway, so today I want to talk to you about the Law of Attraction on a soul level, because, you know, I was just listening to an interview with Oprah and Abraham Hicks, or Esther Hicks, and it was really inspiring interview on YouTube. And what I loved about it is, well, what they talked about is how a lot of people learn about the Law of Attraction through The Secret. And I'm sure many of you who are listening or watching this video also learned about it through The Secret. I hear that all the time. That's one of the number one ways to hear about it. But the thing about The Secret, it doesn't dive deeper into why it works or at what level are you manifesting from. You know, we learn about the Law of Attraction and say, okay, if I think something, something will manifest because I'm focusing on it, right? And so on a bare minimum level, yes, that does actually work. And people say all the time, they've manifested parking spaces, or they manifested checks in the mail just by focusing on it, right? So those things do happen. But what I want to talk about today is more on a deeper soul level, because when I came into the Law of Attraction, I became a certified soul coach. And I did that. I became that. And what that is to help you connect with who you really are. So this is like a deep, what you are really wanting in your life level, not this surfacey, you know, I want a car and I want the materialistic things. I have people come to my group all the time and they said, I'm kind of turned off by Law of Attraction because it feels like it's a materialistic thing. So what I teach is at a deeper level. And that level is about what your soul is calling out for you. And so what I love about connecting with your soul, connecting with that truth, it kind of takes a life of its own. So it's kind of like you realize who you are, you find your passion and purpose, and it just like takes over. And then life becomes this just following the breadcrumbs and staying in high vibration and see what the divine is giving to you. So that's what I teach. And I thought I'd do a little bit about how you can listen to that soul calling. You know, I'm not sure if there's people listening and you've never actually connected with your soul's purpose and you're like, I don't even know what it is, or I have no clue. This is the podcast for you, because I really want people to listen in and tap into their truth. It's more than just manifesting things and manifesting, you know, everything outside of ourselves. It's about becoming this beautiful person that you already are. And so I just want to talk a little bit about it. I'm not going to go into super detail about soul coaching. If you want to learn more about it, please reach out to me. That is what I do, among other things. But my passion is to help people connect with their truth. And another thing I did, I became a certified happiness coach, because that's another part of Law of Attraction that people don't realize is, in order to manifest the things you want into your life, you have to raise your vibration. You have to reach. So everything we're wanting is in this high vibration. It's this place of like, this perfect, like, escrow, what Abraham Hicks calls is the escrow. It's just waiting for us. But all we need to do is raise your vibration to match it, right? And so every day you just focus on your joy. And so what I love about that is life is just, it is a journey. And you realize if I'm just going to follow my joy today, then all is well. So what I want to talk about again today is about how to manifest from the soul level and how to keep your vibration high. So I'm going to give you three important things when it comes to manifesting from the soul level. And again, guys, this is not about manifesting materialistic things, although it's nice. And I'm not saying we don't deserve that. I'm all about having an abundant life. I believe all of us deserve that. But what I'm going to talk about is more of what is your soul calling for you to do? And that's on a deeper, maybe more desire, passion, purpose level. So here we go. So the first thing I want you to do is to pay attention to what brings you joy. That's so important. People go like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm like, well, what do you do that makes you happy? Like what, when you go to a bookstore, what section are you drawn to? Like what is calling to you? And those are clues. People don't realize that your joy is your clue. It is that thing saying, this is what I want to do. And what happens is, you know, maybe they love to do music but they had all these people when they're younger saying, no, you can't make a living as a musician. Like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. But that's really your purpose and passion, right? And so if you are like stepping back into like, no, I'm taking my life back. This is my life. Then I want you to start following those breadcrumbs, those little things of joy. Just, you know, if you are drawn to music, like what about it that do you love? And in fact, this is one thing I'm asking people now. Instead of saying, what do you do for a living? I say, what brings you joy? Because that's truly what we're about. It's our joy is what leads us in the right direction. And for me, after my divorce and I started meditating and I started connecting with the true me, my joy was personal development. I became like obsessed. And when I learned about law of attraction, like it was just like mind-blowing. I get so excited. You could probably hear and see my excitement, but I love law of attraction. So that is my purpose and passion. I know it because I could be dead tired. I could be like the, you know, having the worst day in the world. And someone asked me a question about law of attraction and like, boom, my whole energy lifts. Like, so when you connect with that soul purpose, it will lead you and guide you in ways you never expected. And that cannot be more true. In fact, for me, when I became a certified soul coach, like the stars just started aligning. And I mean, I was a nurse at the time. I was happy to be a nurse. I'm like, this is my path and I love it. And yet I kept getting curious and following my joy. And I just kept saying, oh, I love this personal development stuff. And I love law of attraction. And you know, the next thing I know, I signed up for all these meetup groups because when I came back from my soul coaching, she said, sign up for all these meetup groups so you can get the word out about your business. And so I did, but I never went to any of them because I was a single mom and I didn't have family to help. So I just signed up with emails and I rarely even read these emails, guys. But then one day that email came through that said, does anyone want to take over this meetup group called the Law of Attraction for Happiness? I immediately said yes. I didn't even know why I said yes. I'd never been to that group before. I've never taught a class in my life. And here was an established group of 500 members. And yet I felt so like that yes energy is like, yes, I'm going to do it. It brought me joy to do that. And when I started it in front of the group, I mean, again, it's an established group. There's a lot of people there. And I sat there and I just felt like completely at home. Like, this is where I belong. And so 7 years later, I now have 2,200 members and it's led me in this life that I never, ever expected. But see, the thing is, I followed my joy. I said, what excites me? And you can think that, you know, sometimes we go along these career paths, like these are your options. There's, you know, 10 options. Now there's a lot more now, but there used to just be like very few options. But there's like all these things that are coming into this world onto this planet. And like, look at social media and YouTube, and there's all these careers we never ever thought of. So the number one thing is follow your joy, follow that. So, and then the next thing is really get curious. So step one, follow your joy. Two, you just get curious. Maybe there's things you never thought about doing and yet you're curious. So the curiosity is that part. Like, well, maybe I would like that. You got to try it, right? I always tell people, go off the beaten track and see what's there. Because we tend to stay on the same road all the time. We're going that road, going that road. And then we're bored. We're not growing. But when you try something new, then that thing comes to you. these ideas come to you, more joy and more that curiosity, like, what else can I try? What else can I try? So following your curiosity, and again, it leads you to something else, and it leads you to that door. As I talk in a lot of my interviews, a door opens, which then another one opens and another one opens. It's just amazing, right? So if you follow that curiosity and you have that courage to try something new, you never know what's going to happen. You know, for me, taking over my meetup group, I was terrified. When I said yes to it, I wanted to retract it. I'm like, what am I thinking? How am I supposed to do a class that I've never been to and I've never taught? And yet I just tried it anyway, right? It's kind of like getting courageous. So that is definitely a big part, is curiosity, right? And just to ask yourself, you know, what about that makes me excited? Like, it's the curiosity gets your mind thinking and staying the positive, like, why do I like that instead of why do I hate that thing so much? I mean, it gives you the contrast, and that's going to be a whole nother topic I'll talk about another time, because contrast, I think, is actually a really good thing. But I'll do that on another Monday session. But what I want to instill with you all is getting curious leads you in a path that's going to lead you to your purpose. So curiosity is huge. And then the third thing I want to talk about is inspired action. You know, a lot of people say, okay, where do I go now? I know it brings me joy, and I believe I know my passion and purpose, but I don't know what to do next. And what I tell everybody and anyone who does law of attraction knows, it's never about the how. You don't need to figure out the how, but you do need to take action. So a lot of people say, oh, if I'm going to think about $1 million, I lay on my couch, it's going to come to me. No, but what does come to you is inspired ideas, inspired thoughts, which then you take action on. So again, it comes back to that even curiosity is part of inspired action. In fact, when you get curious about something, it's something inspired in your mind that says, huh, I wonder what this could lead to. And then the next thing you know, you are inspired to take this action, which then leads to the next step, which leads to the next step, which leads to the next step. So, and to go a little further on inspired action, what people don't understand about it is when you are inspired, sometimes it's a whisper, but it's the very first thought. It's like, whoo, like it's almost like an immediate, like it could be a whisper, it could be a jolt, but either way, it's like the very first thing that pops your head and you go, oh, that sounds cool. But you know what happens is we talk ourselves out of it within like 5 seconds. So then we go, oh, well, there's this problem and this problem. And when we tend to overthink things, there's actually a great book called The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins. And she talks about how we talk ourselves out of everything if we don't take action right away. So inspired action is that immediate thought. You take action and then life is just fantastic. And again, our purpose and passion is oftentimes not that really obvious, like, this is what I want to do. It's sometimes it's trying this and trying that, and the next door opens and another thing. You know, again, when I took over my group, I didn't know why I was taking it over. I just knew I wanted to get my soul coaching out. And then I realized I love speaking. And so I have this whole world of where I can go and speak in the world. And I had no idea I was good at it. Like, it was more of like, I was inspired to do that. I took action that led me to another thing. It's also led me to so many amazing people. In fact, I met my soulmate in my group. I've met my best friends in my group. I've connected soulmates. I've connected friends. And again, now I'm doing this amazing business where I am a law of attraction coach. I mean, how awesome is that? Because I got curious, and I've actually quit my nursing job last year because I knew this is my passion and purpose and I believe in it so much. So from a soul level, and this is another last thing I want to instill in all of you, is when you have a desire that is within you, that a purpose and passion is in you, it will manifest. It has to manifest. And when you believe that and know that, like in your soul, you're like, why else would I be gifted with this passion in within me? Why else except for it to manifest into our reality? And so if you have that within you, know that you're on the right track and just follow the breadcrumbs, follow the breadcrumbs, follow your intuition, follow your curiosity, follow your joy, and then it will come to you. It'll all start making sense. And I can't even tell you how true this all is in my life and all the people that I interview on my podcast. I know you've been hearing it for a while if you've been listening. And if you haven't been listening yet, go back and listen to some of those podcasts because they are amazing, amazing people and amazing stories. And again, I have so many more lined up. So Anyway, thank you so much for listening to these solo sessions. I'm really excited to give you some teachings on how to make law of attraction a part of your life, and it will change your life. It really will. And I'm so happy that you're tuning in and listening. And if you need any more support, I would love, love, love to help you. Just go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I'm also working on some courses that are coming up. I'm working on a Manifest Money Bootcamp. I'm really excited, but I want your feedback. I want to know your struggles, the things you want help on, and the areas that you're stuck on. You know, I really want to make this course about you. So if that's something you're interested in giving me feedback to, I would love to get your feedback. Just email me at loacoachingwithmichelle@gmail.com. That's LOA coaching with Michelle, and that's Michelle with one L, michelle@gmail.com. And I will post that on this podcast, on this video, but I would love to hear from you and just to give me some ideas on how I can help you more, because this is why I do this. I want all of you to know how powerful you are, how amazing you are. And I do think money's a stickler for most people, and I'm really excited to help you on that. So anyway, thank you again for listening and being a part of this journey. And again, go to my YouTube channel and watch me there, or go to my podcast or watch me there. I'm going to be in both places, at least for these solo accounts. And maybe someday I'll put the interviews on YouTube as well, but we're starting here. So anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys, and happy manifesting.